Please turn again to Matthew chapter 3. Very simply tonight, I want to preach on the subject, flee from the wrath which is to come. It's a very familiar text, I'm sure, to most of us, especially to God's people. But maybe if you're in this meeting tonight and you're not saved, the text is not so familiar to you. Well, I pray that before the meeting is over, that the Lord will take this text of Scripture and write it upon your heart and upon your soul. It's a very solemn text of Scripture, but it is a text of Scripture that ought to challenge your heart, ought to speak to your soul. My friend, if you're found here tonight without Christ, I pray that the Lord will speak to you very definitely and very personally and very powerfully. That even through the preaching of the gospel tonight, that you will come to know Christ, whom to know is life eternal. Your greatest need this evening is to be saved by the grace of God. Now, you might not realize that. You might not admit that. But my friend, the Bible tells us clearly that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And what an awful eternity you're going to have if you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to come to Christ tonight. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I want to impress that truth upon your soul this evening. Because we do not know what a day may bring forth. The truth is, we're not to boast ourselves of tomorrow. Our circumstances, your circumstances, may change before this night is out. Before tomorrow comes. Before we meet here in God's will next Lord's Day. That's why it is so important for you to make your peace with God and to come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text can be found at the end of verse 7 of Matthew chapter 3. It says, flee from the wrath to come. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for thy precious word. And we pray now, as we would seek to preach thy word, that you would fill us with thy Holy Spirit. We confess, Lord, that without thee we can do nothing. But Lord, we cast ourselves upon thee. And we pray, Lord, that you would empty us of self and fill us with the Holy Ghost. And we pray, Lord, that thy word will find a resting place in the sinner's heart. O God, we thank thee that it's the entrance of thy word that giveth light. We pray tonight, Lord, that you would search hearts. We pray tonight, O God, that you would save precious souls for thy glory. O God, help us tonight to be faithful to the souls of men. We recognize this evening, O God, that what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? O God, teach men and women tonight the value of their soul. And we pray, Lord, that even tonight they would turn to Christ and find eternal redemption through the Lord Jesus. For it's in his precious name we ask it. Amen. These words that we have before us this evening were, of course, spoken by John the Baptist. John the Baptist was, of course, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's first mentioned in the Bible in Isaiah 40 verse 3. In that text of scripture we read these words, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." This, of course, is the prophecy concerning John. And it tells us that he would be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus. And of course, this prophecy in Isaiah 40 verse 3 was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 3. Look at the verse again. "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord." Therefore, John the Baptist was ordained by God to go before the Messiah and prepare the way for Christ. He was a unique man. He was a unique preacher. And there's no doubt that when you study his ministry, that he was faithful in declaring the full counsel of God. Not only did he preach about the love of God and the mercy of God, but he preached about the judgment of God and the wrath of God. Not only did he exalt Christ and uplift the person of Christ, but he also exhorted men to repentance. And as we have in our text tonight, he exhorted men and women to flee from the wrath which is to come. Indeed, because of his faithful preaching, he was executed. His life was taken from him. But when you read the word of God, indeed the Lord Jesus Christ said this concerning John the Baptist, "Among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." And what a testimony Scripture declares concerning this individual. Very simply tonight, I want to draw your attention to these words that John the Baptist spoke. And if you're found in the meeting tonight and you're not saved, I want you to listen very carefully, because there's a very simple, but there's a very clear message for your heart this evening. My friend, I pray that God will take his word and write it upon your heart and write it upon your soul. Because we have a text of scripture here that ought to make you sit up and listen. Now, we're living in an age when men and women don't listen. They don't listen to the gospel. They don't listen to God's word. In this 21st century, the Bible is a closed book, and the message of the Bible, men and women just don't want to hear anymore. And yet, the Bible declares that it is the word of God. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the words of the Lord Jesus Christ shall never pass away. And how solemn these words are that we have before us tonight. And of course, while they're the words that John the Baptist preached when he was upon this scene of time, is the word of God. Because John the Baptist was preaching as one who was inspired by the God of heaven. Therefore, although we're dealing with words that John the Baptist spoke, we're dealing here tonight with the word of God. Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And I pray tonight, if you're here and you're not a Christian, that these words will profit your soul. That the Holy Spirit will take this text of scripture and write this text of scripture upon your heart and upon your soul. And that even before this meeting is over, before you go home tonight, that you will be saved by the grace of God and come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what do we learn here when we look at this text? Well, the first thing we learn is this, and I want you to notice the wrath that is mentioned. It says, look at it, the wrath to come. Flee from the wrath to come. No one likes to dwell upon the fact that the Bible speaks about the wrath of God. But men and women, John the Baptist is not referring here to wrath that is past, but rather he's referring here to wrath that has still to come. And that is a truth that many people today try to close their minds and their hearts and their ears to.
And even many religious people who have read about the love of God seek to ignore what the Bible teaches concerning the wrath to come. You see, the wrath that is spoken of in our text is future wrath. It's not past wrath. And it's very important that you understand that. I want to say this evening that God's word has not changed from the days of John the Baptist. And whether people like it or not, in this 21st century, the wrath of God will fall upon all those who reject Christ as their Savior and their Lord. And that's what John the Baptist is seeking to preach here. That's the truth that he's seeking to get across here to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees and to those that were listening to him on that particular day. John emphasized here that the wrath that he was speaking about, the judgment that he was speaking about, was still to come. My friend, don't believe the devil when the devil tells you that there's no wrath to come and no judgment to come. Don't believe the modernistic preacher today who tells you that God will bring everyone into heaven. Don't believe the apostate today who would try to tell you that God's wrath and God's judgment will not take place. Because the Bible teaches clearly, and the Bible teaches dogmatically, that there is a day of wrath, a day of judgment coming for those who reject Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. Let me read you a number of verses that will prove that. If you need any more proof, take a look at Job chapter 21 and verse 30. Listen to these words. That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. That verse, again, is emphasizing that the wrath spoken of is in a day still to come. And in Proverbs 11 and verse 14, we read these words. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. And of course, that text of Scripture teaches us clearly that there is coming a day when God will judge this world. Verse 4, rather. It says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. There in verse 4, we see that there is a day of wrath coming when God will judge this world for its sin. Oh, my friend, I wonder, you're gathered here in God's house tonight. You're not saved. You're not born again of the Spirit of God. Have you ever stopped to consider where you're going to spend eternity? Have you ever stopped to consider about this day of wrath? I know that we're living in a day when men and women, they don't like to think about death. They don't like to think about eternity. They don't like to think about where they're going to spend eternity. But the Bible emphasizes this day of wrath, this future day of wrath. You see, not only is it a day that is sure, not only is it divine wrath, not only is it everlasting wrath, but it is wrath that is going to take place someday ahead of us. And that's why, if you're not saved tonight, you need to stop and you need to think about where you're going to spend God's eternity. And that's why you need to think about your soul's salvation. Oh, my friend, have you ever stopped to think about your soul's salvation? I pray tonight that God will write His word upon your heart and that you will turn from your sin, and even this evening that you will seek the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while He is near. That's why we preach the gospel, and that's why we seek to persuade men to turn to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. That's why we impress upon men and women the urgency of God's redemption. Because there's coming a day when God will judge this world for its sin. And my friend, that means that there's coming a day when God will judge you for your sin and for your iniquity. Oh, you can see here the seriousness of this wrath that is spoken of in Matthew 3, verse 3. Flee from the wrath which is to come. But notice something else about this wrath that is spoken of here. I want you to notice not only the wrath that is mentioned as future wrath, but I want you to notice the warning that is given. You see, John the Baptist in Matthew 3 is warning these people to flee from the day of wrath. The word flee there means run away from. It means seek safety in flight. Not only does he tell them about this day of wrath, but he exhorts them to make preparation for that day. Indeed, John goes a step further and he tells them that the only one who can save them from this day of wrath is the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. You see, these religious leaders, especially the Pharisees, knew that a Messiah and a Savior was promised in the Old Testament. What John the Baptist was doing here, he was telling them that Jesus Christ was that Messiah and Savior. Sad to say, they would not believe it. And that was the tragedy. They would not accept that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world. Oh, men and women, the message is still the same today. Sinners must heed the warning and flee from the wrath to come. And the only place of safety and refuge is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this is a warning concerning all those who reject Christ as Savior, who refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Redeemer. The Bible says, kiss the Son or receive the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Why did John warn men and women about the judgment of God? Why did he warn them about the day of wrath? Well, he warned them about this day of wrath because it was a true message. There was a day coming when God would judge the world for its sin. And John, of course, knew this. He believed this. And that's why he warned them. And not only did he warn them because it was a true message, but he warned them also because he loved them and he wanted to see them saved. And of course, he warned them also because he had to free himself from blood guiltiness. He had to be faithful to the souls of men and women. My friend, you're in this meeting tonight and you're not saved. We love you in the Lord and we preach this message to you in order so that you will understand the condition that you're in and the judgment that you're facing. We love you. And it's a true message. No matter what men say, no matter what the devil tells you, there is coming a day when God will judge this world for its sin. And we would warn you tonight to flee from the wrath which is to come. You know, John the Baptist someday would give an account of his service for God. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. David said, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Lord. We read in Ezekiel, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Men and women, let me warn you tonight, because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with a stroke. And we tell you that tonight, because it's true. We tell you that tonight on the authority of God's word, because we love you. And we tell you that tonight because someday we're going to have to stand before God and give an account of our preaching and of how we preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only must we preach about the love of God and about the mercy of God, and we have done that, we must also preach about the wrath of God and the judgment of God, because that is the truth of the Bible. And that's why we come tonight and we deliver this message, so that you will know the truth and so that you will have an opportunity to turn away from the judgment of God and be saved for time and for eternity. You need Christ tonight. He's the only one that can save you from this judgment, from this wrath to come. The sad reality is that men and women today in this 21st century are trusting in other things in order to save them. Trusting in good works, trusting in religion, trusting in their church, trusting in many things. But there's only one who can save sinners from this day of wrath and this day of judgment, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For he died upon the cross, he shed his precious blood in order to redeem men. And he's the only Savior, because neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, my friend, I wonder, have you ever turned to the Lord and trusted him alone as your own and personal Redeemer? Oh, be warned tonight, if you reject him, you reject God's mercy. If you reject Christ, you reject God's love. If you reject Christ, you reject God's grace. If you reject Christ, then you choose wrath and you choose judgment and you choose hell. And you choose it for all of God's eternity. Flee! Run away from! Turn away from the wrath of God. And of course, in your fleeing and in your turning, you must turn to the one where there's safety. And that is the rock, Christ Jesus. And we would point you to the Lamb of God tonight, the one who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, thank God, there is a place of safety. And there is a place of security. And that is in the person and work of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, the one who laid down his life, a ransom for the many. I wonder, my friend, as you sit under the sound of the gospel again this evening, would you not trust him? The hymn writer penned it well when he wrote those words, only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. And that's the wonderful message of the gospel. My friend, that's the message that men and women need to hear in this 21st century. That's the message your family needs to hear and my family needs to hear. That's the message our loved ones need to hear. That's the message that the people that we come into contact with day by day need to hear. Why do they need to hear it? Why do they need to be warned? Because of the day of wrath. Because of the judgment that is still to come. Now, when you study Matthew chapter 3, these people that John the Baptist preached this message to, they made a wrong decision. They rejected the message. Indeed, that's the third thing I want you to notice here. Not only the wrath that is mentioned and the warning that is given, but the wrong decision that was made. The Pharisees and the Sadducees especially rejected the message of John the Baptist. Look at verse 8 and 9. John says to them, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. In other words, they decided to keep trusting in their good works and religion to save them on the day of wrath. They would not accept the Messiah. They would not accept that Christ was the Redeemer. They decided that they would continue to trust even in Abraham, their father. My friend, what are you trusting in tonight to save you from this day of wrath? From this day of judgment. What are you putting your faith and trust in? I wonder this evening what your decision will be. Because you will make a decision. Even before you leave this meeting tonight. You may not put up your hand. You may not come out in an appeal. But you will make a decision within your own heart and within your own soul. because you'll make the decision either to reject Christ or to receive him. You'll make the decision either to believe the Bible or to reject the Bible. You'll make the decision either to prepare for the final judgment or to neglect your soul's salvation. But you will make that decision. Joshua said to the people on one occasion, "Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I wonder tonight, will you choose to serve the Lord? Will you come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ this evening and put your faith and trust in him as your own and your personal Redeemer? Thank God all those who do, they're not disappointed. And everyone that's saved here tonight can look back to that day in their lives when they made that decision to be saved, to turn to Christ. And my friend, it was the greatest day in our lives, the day when the Lord redeemed us by his precious blood and saved us by his grace. I wonder, at the close of this meeting tonight, and we're almost over, I wonder, is there not someone here? And the Lord has been speaking to your heart, challenging your soul. And even in recent weeks, the Lord has been dealing with you. And tonight again, the Lord has come and spoken to your heart. My friend, would you not close in with God's free offer of salvation and turn from your sin and seek the Lord even this night? Find eternal redemption. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And thank God tonight you can call upon the Lord and you can be saved. And you can know that you're on your way to heaven. And you can have the assurance that when this day of wrath comes, that you will not be judged on that day. You know, it's going to be a sad day, the day of wrath, that John the Baptist is speaking here. Flee from the wrath to come. What a solemn day it's going to be. It's going to be a day of weeping. It's going to be a day of physical pain. It's going to be a day of lost opportunities. It's going to be a day of everlasting destruction and everlasting damnation. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 12, we read these words, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And that phrase, weeping and gnashing of teeth, is repeated time and time again throughout Matthew's Gospel. Oh, my friend, what solemn words they are. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ here as he describes the day of wrath. As he describes the eternal destiny of the Christ rejecter. What a solemn phrase this is. I wonder, have you ever contemplated eternal hell, eternal destruction? The Bible says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." What a solemn truth hell is. What a solemn truth God's judgment is. What a solemn truth God's wrath is. And yet, men and women today, when they hear the message of God's wrath and God's judgment, they take it so lightly. Don't take the word of God on these issues lightly, because God's word is truth. And someday you will stand before God and give an account of what you did with his words and what you did with the messages that you heard from God's word. And even this message tonight that exhorts you to flee from the wrath which is to come. What a day of weeping it will be for the Christ rejecter. Oh, sinner, tonight you need to make your peace with God. You say to me, "I have plenty of time left to make my peace with God. I have all my life left to make my peace with God." Well, you know that's not true, because none of us here tonight know how long we have left to live upon this earth. The truth is, we may not even see this week out. God might cut us off. We might be in eternity before this time next week. We don't know what a day may bring forth. That's why it is important to prepare and to make ready now. My friend, will you make ready tonight? Will you seek the Lord tonight? Listen to these solemn words. Flee. Flee from the wrath to come. Flee. Run away. Turn away. Run to the place of safety. Turn to Christ. He will save you and He will give you everlasting redemption. But come tonight, for tomorrow might be too late. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this warning from Thy word tonight. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy truth. And we pray, Lord, that You would take Thy word tonight and write it upon every heart, especially those here this evening who are not saved. Oh God, I pray that You would reach down and pluck them as brands from the burning and save them for time and for eternity. I pray, Lord, that You would have mercy. We thank Thee that there's mercy with the Lord. The Lord is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We thank Thee, Lord, that whosoever shall call. O God, we thank Thee for the invitation of the gospel. We pray, Lord, that men and women tonight would hear that effectual call and turn from their sin and seek the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while He is near. And even tonight, Lord, that there might be new names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, that they might be saved. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.